State District Judge based in Jamestown facing DUI charge. Saturday's Oktoberfest, a celebration of German heritage. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A state district judge in Jamestown is facing a DUI charge after her arrest by Fargo police. Police say 52-year-old Cherie Clark was arrested late Saturday night after she ran into two parked cars on North Broadway. Officers conducted standard field sobriety tests and breath tests before Clark was arrested. Clark is a judge in the South Central Judicial District. She was appointed to the bench by Governor Doug Burgum in 2017. Prior to becoming a judge, Clark was an assistant Cass County State's Attorney for 11 years. The Jamestown Arts Center is all about bringing culture to the community at an affordable rate.
All of the things that we do, all the programming is generated by membership dues or donations.
Arts Center Executive Director Mindy Schmidt says donations, memberships, and fundraisers help support their gallery, events like the Downtown Arts Market, and the popular Arts After School program. One of the nonprofit's biggest fundraisers is Oktoberfest, which will be held this Saturday at the Hanson Arts Park.
Here at the Arts Center, you know, one of our goals is to bring cultural experiences to Jamestown. Jamestown has an extensive population of German heritage, so we thought this festival would celebrate our region's culture along with the onset of fall.
It's full speed ahead for the new Amazon warehouse in Fargo. With initial projections of 500 employees and then 1,000, the numbers keep rising. Here's General Manager John Sabo.
We're looking to maintain between 12 and 1,400, and that's really kind of our goal and state.
Sabo says the 1 million plus square foot fulfillment center northwest of Hector Airport will open to employees on Sunday, with ongoing employee recruitment on site. The first shipments are scheduled for October 3rd. The center will primarily serve customers in the Dakotas and Minnesota. The company did not ask for any tax breaks or incentives from the city of Fargo. Work is currently underway on an even larger fulfillment center in Sioux Falls. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.